ABC Radio Australia.
A group of Ngāi Vanuatu seasonal workers have launched what's been described as Australia's largest sexual harassment claim against their former employer. Citing court documents, the Sydney Morning Herald newspaper reports the 12 women, mostly from Vanuatu, are suing Perfection Fresh for nearly $4 million. Allegedly, they were sexually harassed while working at a tomato glasshouse in South Australia. The United Workers Union is representing the workers, and its farm sector executive director, Katerina Chinani, explained the case to reporter Mackenzie Smith.
This case that's been brought against Perfection Fresh is, we believe, one of the biggest sexual harassment cases in Australia. These women, and there are 12 women who have come forward, 11 of them are seasonal workers from Vanuatu, but one actually is a woman who is based locally in South Australia. The circumstances surrounding the case are that there are allegations of ongoing systematic harassment and abuses that have occurred. The women work in a glasshouse facility in Tooele's in South Australia, which is one of the largest tomato glasshouses in Australia, and they pick and pack all the baby tomatoes that probably end up in our lunch boxes this week as we're packing our kids' lunchboxes for school. The work they've done, and many of them have been coming to Australia and working over an ongoing period of time, like multiple years. These incidences occurred over a period of time and were repetitive and ongoing. And it's only really been because these women have organised themselves and spoken through their union that they these stories have been revealed.
The company Perfection Fresh claims it's not responsible for what happened to these women because it took action and suspended these employees. Why do you believe the company does have a responsibility here?
There's a number of factors. Firstly, legally, employers have a responsibility to provide a safe workplace. These women were working in the Perfection Fresh glasshouse when these incidents occurred. The perpetrators were Perfection Fresh employees. But ultimately, the moment they enter that glasshouse, it is the employer's responsibility to ensure that the workplace that these women are working in is safe. It's free from sexual harassment. No woman should be asked to go to work and face what these women have. So it's legally their responsibility, but actually morally, it's their workplace. This is where these incidents occurred. We've got everything from sexual propositioning, inappropriate language and behaviour, instances of physical groping and sexual assault. One woman has documented 100 allegations of groping, and it's occurred in the glasshouse itself where these women work. Therefore, it's the employer's responsibility to ensure that that did not occur and to provide mechanisms to ensure that it does not occur for any other woman in that workplace.
Were these women particularly vulnerable because most of them were seasonal workers?
I mean, all 12 women are insecure casual workers. 11 of them happen to be on a seasonal work visa. So the common factor is that employment model of insecure work, it is a driver, an underlying driver of exploitation. And, you know, if your shifts and income are dependent on the rostering arrangements and ensuring that you have favour with whoever it is that's in charge of rostering, then that model of employment lends itself to abuse. And that's what's occurred here. So it's not particularly that they were on a visa, because it has occurred to other women in that workplace who were not on visas. It is that they're in insecure work plus they're on an insecure visa. And so the threat of not getting shifts in income is huge when you rely on that, and especially when you've come from another country and that is your sole source of income while you're here and you rely on it to send money back.